So we're going to take the Gemara of Chof Gimel Amud Aleph from Shabbos. Right? The famous Tshuvas Rambam. Okay.
Demir, you're online. You're going to read?
Or else somebody else can read.
Yeah, I'm just checking to see if Aaron Zimmer's online. He usually does the reading. I don't hear him.
Okay. All right,
so... Okay, so Vehechan Sivano?
What's that?
So, from Vehechan Sivano?
Yeah.
Okay, Vehechan Sivano.
Where is it? Mai Mevarech,
okay. So Mai Mevarech Asher Kidshana B'Mitzvosav Tzivanu L'Hadik Ner Shel Chanukah.
Right.
Okay, so that's the bracha.
That's the bracha.
And then V'Heichan Tzivanu.
Yes. So Rashi explains.
Okay, V'Heichan Tzivanu.
Right. So how could you say it's Sivanu?
Right.
So what do you mean?
All right. Rav Avia Amar mi lo sasur. So Rav Avia says the source is from lo sasur. Rav Nechemia Amar sha'alavicha v'yagedcha zekeinecha v'yomrulach.
Okay, so what's the Rashi practice simply between Rav Avi and between Rav Nechemia?
You said what's the machlokas?
Yeah, what was it? Right, factually.
I mean, one seems to be negative and one seems to be positive.
Yeah, okay. In other words, Rav Avi holds that you could derive from Lysosu three things. One is Pirush HaTorah, correct? Two is Siog Siogin, that the Chachamim made. And three, any mitzvah which they're machadish. Correct? Lysosu Maradala Shegiducha Yaman Smo. Okay.
Rebbe, where do you see the parish, the first one?
Well, that's clear because that's no one argues on that.
Okay.
That the Chacham has the right to interpret the Torah. But the parish they give is Midrashim. That's clear. Okay. But Rav Nechemia argues on the last one. He agrees with Siog, and he agrees with Pirush. The only thing he disagrees with is Mitzvah. There he says, you wouldn't know from Ososu. In Yishal Avich V'yegeicho, Zekeinecho V'yomuloch. Okay. So Shalavichli Agevcha, according to him, is being marba, even an asay. Even a mitzvah is the same as me divrayim. Of course, you're going to get involved in the question of Ein Nevi Asher L'Chadish Dor. What right does the Chacham have to create a mitzvah? But that's a separate realm. Yeah, actually, the mitzvah that they create is only based upon a theme that's already derisive. Like, for instance, Ram says, in Shabbos, Abba Advar Nemer Shabbos, Shnayim in a Torah, Shnayim Divrei Sofer. Zohar Roshamo is Matara, and Kibbutz is Midrabanan. Midivrein. But it's Midivrein Neviim. So what does it mean? It means that the theme of Kibbutz Shabbos and Onik Shabbos is a Raisa. That's a philosophical theme. But the concrete form was given by the Chachom. So we have a Raisa, that's a theme. The Chachom have a right to take that theme and, so to speak, concretize it. And that's a drama. That's a love you. But Nechemi apparently doesn't know like that. He holds that you need to learn how from Shalom Zechariachal, Zechariachal Yom Loch. Okay. You want to go a little further?
Okay. So, Masiv Rav Amram, Hadamai Me'arvin Bo, Umishtatfin Bo, Umivarchin Alav, Umizamnin Alav, Umafrishin Oso Arum Aven Hashemashos. So, with regard. Sorry?
You go ahead.
Okay. Regarding Demai, right, you can use it for an Eruv. You can, not sure what Mishtatfin Bo is, except for, I guess we can go to Rashi, right? Mishtatfin Bo Rashi, but Mavoi, the Ibai, Mafkir, Linisacheha.
Linichse.
Linichse, thank you. Vahava Ani, the Chazile. Kidisnan Ma'achilin Eshanim Demai Hilka Chashiv Didei.
Okay. So what is he saying? That how could you be Mishtatav? You could be Mishtatav Mavli with Demai. But Demai really is also because you have to Mafresh. So how could you be Mishtatav? So he says because he could be Mafkir's Nechosim and he would be an Ani. And an Ani. When Machal Demai. That's Rashi Sor. That's the Sor. The Gemara Sor. Yeah. Machil is on Nim Demai. So apparently, you don't consider it a devar asur, legabe the ani, legabe the regular person, because he has the option of becoming an ani, and then he'd be roy for it. So it's just the fact that there's a fiyat myself fresher, but it's not really an issue. It's not really considered tevel. Okay, we'll get into it a little bit more. Go ahead.
Okay, so umavarchin alav Rashi hamotzi umizamnin alav birkas hamazon and umafrisho so adam shu arum klomar delo tzarech livruche alav b'hafrishaso. So it proves from there, since you can do it arum, then it proves that you don't need a bracha for demai, for being mafrish demai.
Correct.
Okay, so then the Gemara continues the question, Vi Amras Kol Midrabanan by Bracha, but if you want to say that every Drabanan requires Bracha, Hacha Ki Hai Arum, Hechim Mivarech, but here, since he's Arum, how can he Mivarech? Vaha Va'inan Vahaya Mechanecha Kadosh, Velekas, and as such, you won't have adherence to the principle of keeping Machanecha Kadosh.
So, what does that got to do with anything?
So, I'm hoping Rashi will help us out. Hayah Machanecha Kadosh, V'lo Yira'a B'cha Ervas Davar, afilu dibur, taskaras Hashem, lo yirai b'cha ervas davar.
In other words, there must be in your machana a hefresh of kedusha. So what is the hefresh of kedusha there? The hefresh of kedusha is that you can't be maskei Hashem Hashem. If you are. Okay. Yeah. But the main point is that what? Is that you're not mevarach.
Yeah.
You mean a mafra should not be mevarach. So yes, the Gemara asks the question, the amr what?
If you say that a Jarabanan necessitates a bracha based on the principle of either lo sasu or shalavicha v'yagedcha, then this is an area where there's a Jarabanan, but apparently you don't need a bracha. So your equation falls apart.
Because here you see clearly he doesn't need a bracha.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're saying that if it's Rabban, you still need a bracha. Okay, so what do you want to say?
Okay. Amar Abaye, Vadai did Ivrahim bai bracha. Safek did Ivrahim lo bai bracha. So Abaye says, if it's Vadai, it requires a bracha, but if it's a Safek, it does not. So Rashi, Vadai did Ivrahim kigon ner Chanaka. Safek did Ivrahim kigon demai, shefri shaso, ena elami Safek.
Shefri shaso, ena elami Safek.
Yeah.
It wasn't Mimi Suffolk. It's a goal for it. Let's go for it.
Okay. So, Gemara then continues, V'hai Yom Tov Sheni. Disafik Divrehem Hu Ubai Bracha. So, Yom Tov Sheni, though, is the Safik Divrehem, and it does require a bracha. So that seems to challenge Abaye's position. And Rashi says Kiddush Yom.
Yeah, why does Rashi say Kiddush Yom?
I guess it's like second day Kiddush.
Yeah, that doesn't mention all the other tefillos.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting.
It is interesting. He only mentions Kiddush.
Yeah, but that's because that's a bracha al mitzvah. We're talking about mitzvah here. Doesn't need bracha, not about just tefillah.
Yeah, but you're making all those brachas on Kedushas Hayom, Misafik.
Alachilas Matzah in Yom Tov Sheni is a mitzvah?
Yes, that's correct. It's a good question.
Matzah d'oraisa.
The second day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. Yeah, Rashi doesn't get into that. He just sticks with Kiddush. But he could have said the other brothers too. Like Matzah and Mar. But why doesn't he mention Tefillah? So I think the answer is like this. Because the Gemara says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. B'chol Yom V'yom Tem Omeim V'chosuf. And every day you should give him his Shevach. So that's why Rashi says, it means the Tzvius of the Yom. When it's Yontif, so you give him Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos. B'chol Yom V'yom Tem Omeim V'chosuf. So therefore, there is no problem because you're not being mevarach on the yom. You just, since you instituted a chiyuv of Yom Tov Sheni, so now it automatically becomes the tefillos automatically become the brachos of the yom. So you're not making a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni. It's simply because of the Kedusha Yom exists, so then naturally, Yom Tovar, you're given the bracha of Ne'im Bechosa. But Kiddush is different. Kiddush is extraneous. So Kiddush, you should say that you shouldn't, that you shouldn't be Mevarach. So how come you Mevarach on Yom Tov Sheni Misafek? So what does the Gemara say?
So Gemara says, Hasam ki hechi delo le zilzale ba.
They shouldn't be mezalzel on what? Yom Tov Sheni.
Yeah.
So therefore what? So even though Sofi Devarim does not require a bracha, but over here it does. Why? Because the kid who always rules the day. If you don't machayev bracha, so then there will be mezalzel on Yom Tov Sheni. Okay, so what kind of answer is that? Let's finish it. Can we just get to the two dots?
Okay. Rava Amar, Rov Ame Haaretz Me'asrin Haim. So, Rashi, Safek Didivrehem by Bracha, V'demai Afilu Safek Lo Have El Chumra Ba'ama, De Rova Ame Haaretz Me'asrin.
Yeah. So we should try tentatively to define the machlokes. Because it would seem that everybody holds that Rova Meir is my son, correct?
So it's saying that resolves the concern about Lazalzle Bay?
In other words, that if you hold Rova Meir is my son, so then you hold that the reason why you don't need a bracha over there is because there's no chiyuv. It's not a real chiyuv. Because Rabbi Meir is Masrin. So what's the pshat? What's the plain pshat? Rabbi Meir is Masrin. So it means that basically, the halacha is that it's not the us. Because Rav Amar is Ma'asur Haim, and therefore what? And therefore we say they took Ma'asur. So there's no Shava. So why do they have to take Ma'asur at all? So the answer is because it's a Chumra Ba'amah. In other words, why was it a Chumra Ba'amah? Because the Chachamim didn't want that the Niyut should not give Ma'asur. So they wanted to encourage the Niyut to give Maisa. So therefore they said that you have to do a Maisa first. But really, what kind of a loch is that? Just a Maisa first. In other words, the theft is not really awesome. Because what? Because you have Rav Amar is Ma'asur Haim. So Rav Amar is Ma'asur Haim is Mafkir the Suffolk. You have Demai, you have a Suffolk. So since I say Rav Amar is Ma'asur Haim, so it means that Rav is Mafriya. So the Chacham came along and we Mafkir the Mafriya. But if they did that, then you'd be back in the realm of Suffolk. Correct?
Right.
But how does that work? It's like you have it halfway.
Even the Rove removes even Suffolk. It's only Chumrah.
It's only my Chumrah, yeah. This is a Rashi?
Yeah.
Here, read Rashi again.
Yeah, Ben, go ahead.
All right. Suffolk didivrehem by bracha. So generally, a Suffolk didivrehem does require a bracha. Udemai, a philosophic. So demai does not qualify as a suffix, as a case of suffix bracha, because it's merely a chumra ba'ama. The rov amei aretz ma'asrin.
So he argues on a baya.
Yeah, but the question is, well, what kind of a slur is that? I mean, if you have a rov, so then that means it's machmir suffix. So what kind of, why are they chumra ba'ama?
You mean you don't have to add that layer of chumra?
Yeah, I mean, how are you adding it? How are you adding it in a funny way? You say it's conditional. Because if the guy would be mafka as mechosim, so he'd be an ani. And it'd be chazi. So really, it's chazi now. Is the chefsa require a fresh or not? So you have a choice. Either you hold Sophie to the frame as chayav. And bracha, then you're going to have a problem with demai. If you hold suffix rabbanan is potter, so then you're going to have a problem with yontif. So Abaye says suffix divrayim is really
low boy.
And that's why demai, the Mishnah of demai, is the correct one, because it's low boy. And Rebbe says no, that really be suffik echayev, but by demai not chayev because it's a chumra ba'amo. The only question is, how do you formulate the chumra ba'amo? Yeah, yes, it's a hard question. It's funny, I thought I had an answer last week, forgot it. Yeah.
Rabbi, I don't understand the aspect of Rove here. How does that change anything?
What does
Rove add here? So Rove Amei Aretz Ma'asrin Hain. Okay. What does that have to do with?
Rove resolves and you get any of the suffix. You say, I don't know whether they took my son or not. So I have a Rove. So the Rove is the Holgum plus the Rove, and the Rove is Machriya. So the Gemara says, it's true, it is mafriya. Why am I mafrish? What was there say, chumra ba'amo? What was there chumra ba'amo? Has to make sense. Be mafri.
Very?
Yeah.
In other cases, for example, when you have kol deparsh, meruba deparsh, for example, so there it's machriya. There's nothing else. There's no chumras. Perhaps because there's nothing that can be done. You can't determine how this thing, you know, from which did it come from. So we have a principle called the parash, meruba the parash, and that's it. There's nowhere else to go. But here, a maisa still can be done.
Yeah, but what kind of idea is that? You don't need it.
Yeah, once you have a achra, that should be the end of the story.
Be the end. The rove is machriya, the layer of the suffix. You have a layer of the suffix, and then I have a rove. So the rove is machriya.
Yeah.
Reading Hunky Dory. It's just saying. Yeah. Puts us in a hard position. Chumra ba'amo. That's Lashon Rashi, chumra ba'amo.
Yes.
It's like a firm thing. Is it live? Yes, so the only thing I can think of is to try to formulate the definition. So In other words, like this. So what does the Chacham want here? The Chacham wanted that the Amei Aretz should give Maaser. And if you don't bother, if you just eat it because of Rov, so they'll never improve. Because everything is fine. You see that you're eating it, so apparently there's no problem. So the Chacham didn't want that. So the Chacham said that even though Rov Amei Aretz Ma'asunayim, but you have to treat it as if there's no Rov. Just like you say. Yeah. It's a tough definition. Yeah. And if I say the Roka, the Mafkia,
the Rov.
Yeah. So then I couldn't say that I'm aware. Because if the Mafria, so then it's really a Suffolk. And that is Suffolk in the Earth. Rather. It's like an in-between.
So you can't be Mafkia the Rov then?
Oh, see, you can't. If you can't, so why, what's Machayev and the Maaser?
Yeah.
What's the Machayev? So basically, the purpose of the Chacham was because they didn't want the Amei Aretz to get away with it and never to improve. And if they'd let you eat without taking Maaser, so then they'd never change. So what did the Chacham say? How did they formulate it?
According to that, why would they set up something to address a problem that doesn't apply to the majority?
No, because in Kedushas Yisrael, you have a lot of people that are over. It's just I'm saying I'm from the Rove. If I have the mice, I say it's from the Rove. But the fact is a lot of the meat, it's going to be a large meat that's over.
I see. So they set this up to address the large meat.
That's it. They wanted to adjust. They wanted to remove the meat that don't keep the law. So that's why they said they have to do mice. In other words, that it requires a mice effort.
But that's tracing back to a concern about a deraisa of Maaser, not as a separate layer on top of the Maya, which is Durabanan. I'm just wondering if you could construe it that way. Yeah.
Ravi?
Yes.
So I was wondering if you could say that there's two benefits to Maaser.
Two benefits?
In other words, there's two halachos in Maaser. One is the chefta, right, which was there's a machriya on because of Rov. But there's also that the person should be a mafresh.
Okay.
So insofar as once he's in the suffix, right, he lacks in that kium. So they could... What?
Yeah, but the rov is machriya.
The rov is machriya vis-a-vis the chefta, but in terms of the benefit, the perfection of being a maaserin, he lacks in that. So they could be mach.
Yeah, but I have the mind in front of me, and I say it came from the rov. So if it came from the rov, the guy was machrish, and he benefits. Do you know what I mean?
Well, not in terms of the Asiyas HaMitzvah, because you're right, in terms of the Chefta.
I'm saying,
but in terms,
you know, I'm saying it came from the Rov. So it came from a guy that was really mafresh. So he has full benefit. Maybe like this. Maybe it's simpler. Like what they said was that a fresh Islam Lawrence is a fresh that's pugum. It lacks. So in terms of the chefza, it's considered melusar. But the maisa afresha is lacking. Because the maisa, afresha, the namaris, is lacking. It cannot be, in other words, the maisa afresha, the namaris, cannot be mater. Madame Lachila. There's something lacking in the Maisa Afrosha of an Amoritz, which demands a Maisa Afrosha. In other words, they agree as the Rove is Machria, but the only thing is, it's true it's Machria, but still it's Afrosha's Amoritz, and Afrosha's Amoritz is lacking. Can't say I'm too happy with it.
But it can't be lacking enough that it, for an ani, it's not...
That's true. For an ani and mater. That's true. That's a problem.
And then it wouldn't be chumer ba'alma.
That's right. No, Chum Baum is good because that's why an Ani is mother.
Yeah, but doesn't Chum Baum like really mean that it doesn't really, it's just a Maisa, they're Mechavi and a Maisa of Russia, not in a, in terms of the Chefta, that it's all good?
That's right. But the thing is that if he's an Ani, so you can say that the fact that it's Saka is not there. In other words, they were machmer, that you can't use it unless you have a dvar, unless there's a dvar mitzvah. You need a dvar mitzvah to be matir. And the dvar mitzvah is stucker. So if he's an ani, so it's stucker is matir. That's what it means by chumer v'alma. Chumer means, it's also unless you have a matir. And what's the matir mitzvah? So if he's an ani, so the mitzvah tzedakah is matir. So it means that in terms of the chefza, it really is not considered tevel. But in terms of the matir lachiva, the chachom will matir another matir.
But it's not any hafrasha of amaretz, because if you know bevada that amaretz did it, it's good.
That's true. I mean, if the amaretz definitely took maisa.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I see. I know. It's not so simple.
Ben said there's a Rashba on this.
Yeah, okay. There is. The whole answer. I like to try to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Then we'll look at the Rashba.
Okay.
Maybe you can say it like this. Let's try again. That there's two things. There's a Shem Tevo. There's a Shem Tevo. And then the halacha is that how do you remove Tevo through a fresher? that a ma'isa afresha is mafkia, the shame tevel. So by an amaretz, I say the shame tevel is removed, but if the ma'isa afresha is lagging, it's not considered a mufresh. So there's another issue. They placed another issue. They said there's a shem ena mufresh and there's a shame tevel. So the shame tevel is removed. But the fact is that they didn't want to recognize the fresh as amaretz. So they said that the shame of being a mufresh is lacking. So the chefs are not mufresh. So what do you need? So they said that since it's not mufresh, so you'll need a mater of tzara mitzvah.
So, Rebbe, you're saying it doesn't have the shame tevel, but it does, but it's lacking the shame mufrash?
Right. That's correct. So
that would work also with the fact that suffix.
What's that?
Because the suffix is how it's chal.
Say it again.
The suffix is how it's chal, that there's a Pegima in the Hafrasha.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying, because it's not all Hafrasha Samaritz.
No, it is.
No, it's only the stuff that's not Bavadai, Mufresh.
Yeah, but the row of Paskins. In other words, the Rav will tell you that it's mufresh.
No, right, but isn't it only if it's a suffix? It's only if it's demai?
Yes.
Right, I'm saying you could, your answer is good in terms of that. Because that's how the halacha could differentiate. Because it's a pegima in the hafrasha.
Correct.
And that's the address. That's how it could target just the stuff that's specific.
Right.
So you're saying that the Rov tells you that it's now...
The Rov tells you that the Amoritz is Mafresh. That's what the Rov tells you. But a fresh Amoritz is not enough. You need when the Amoritz is Mafresh, in order to eat, you need a Mater of Dvar Mitzvah. So what they did was they apostled the Freshes Amoritz.
And they're asking him to do it again.
What's that?
And now they're making a chumra that they should do it again?
Now they're saying that you can't be Mata Bachila unless you have a reason, like a tzedaka. Because a Freshes Amoritz is lacking. So Rove tells you that he was Misa, but it can't be, but still it's a fresh Samaritz. And a fresh Samaritz is not Matir Bachila.
Mm-hmm.
The Chumra was that they didn't allow a fresh Samaritz to be Matir Bachila.
So doesn't the Hachra of Rove have to produce some result? And here it's not?
It does. Because the only thing that's left is you need a Matir. But if you, even if you eat it, you won't be able to tevel.
I see.
In other words, afreshes amoritz is mafkia the shame tevel, but it's not mater b'achila unless you have a mater.
That's interesting.
what is a mitzvah? In this level.
Typically, you think of a matir that you need it in order not to violate. Here, you're not going to violate, even if you ate it. It's just there's no matir.
Yeah, first and words, it's not matir basur. It removes the shem tevel, but it's not matir basur. And the only thing you can matir is if you have a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? We'll be tzedakah. And Ali.
Then why wouldn't you be Mavaris?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that. I was just thinking about that. How does that help you with the bracha?
Right. You're telling me it's a real hot bracha, so then I should be make a bracha.
You should make a bracha.
According to what you're saying, though, you're lacking the proper chefta to make the bracha on, no?
You're lacking
the proper chefta, because the chefta technically is ruled by the rov.
Right.
But it's a good hafrasha. Isn't it bracha and hafrasha?
I know. If you're saying the bracha is on the maisa hafrasha, yeah. I mean,
no, on the contrary, it's not a good hafrasha. Because really, it's mutter.
Right, yeah, rov was achri already.
Yeah, really, it's not. There's no tevel there. So it's just.
But you might give.
That the Afresh Samaritz requires a matir. It's not matir.
But if you're going, once I need a matir, so why that A is like Erev.
That what?
Make bracha on Erev.
Say it again.
Why is it any different than Erev? Erev Chatzeros. If you need a matir, and you make a bracha.
Erev Chatzeros is a separate, totally separate structure. What he means is like this: that there's no bracha because there's no tevel. The bracha on a fresha is the removal of tevel, and over there the tevel is removed for all intents and purposes. So Sechum Ba'amos is not Kain D'Raisa.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's no bracha.
That explains Chumra now. Very nice.
It's a new invention. A new invention of Issa Midrabanan. So you can't make a bracha. It's not Cain D'Raisa. Yeah, it's very good. I think it's good.
Yeah. I never saw this before. You needed a matir, even though there was no Isser Achila.
And the Chefsa.
Yeah, the Chefsa, right. There was no Chefsa that was Asser, but you still need a matir.
Correct.
That's new.
It seems that the Chacham created that. They didn't allow the Freshers and Lords to be matir b'Achila. Okay, hold on. So that's who Shita is, Rava. But according to Rava, if it was a suffix, you still would be reversed. That's the machlokes of Abaye and Rava. Abaye maintains that suffix, the Devarim does not require a Rava. But Rava says suffix, the Devarim does. Require a bracha. And over here, there's no myself version. It's not getting the rice. It's a different system.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Can we say anything about the machlokas Abaye and Rava? Like, what's Abaye's position of stuff that doesn't require bracha at all?
Yeah. We definitely can.
Excellent.
Does Rashbo talk about it?
There's a Rashba and a Ron. They seem to both pick up this issue of differentiating between whether the maaseh necessitated deraisa misafek or whether, like, the institution is a safek derabanan. I'm not sure that they address the machlok sabai and rava, but we can see.
Well, the simple way is like this. The simple way is to say that bracha is rabban. And when it's a safek, so it's a safek derabanan. And so is rabban makul. Correct?
Okay.
Right.
That's the simple way. What would be the other than that? How would I learn to knock off that svara? I would say that a bracha is a chelik of the mitzvah. So therefore, if it's a sufi deraisa, so you have to do the mitzvah again. So the bracha comes in the drag along with it. But if it's a drabban, you don't have to do it. So there's no bracha.
Do you mean the bracha is like a chelik of the maisa mitzvah?
That's right.
So the bracha would be the raisa?
No, it's chelik of the maisa mitzvah made rabban. When the rabban made a bracha, they made it a part of the chesed shel mitzvah. So if the yontif rishon, I forgot I'm a supik if I took the dal minim, so then I have to do it again. But I have to do it again with the bracha. That's the way. Take a look at the Rambam. Rambam in Mila, Sochas Mila. Perek Shlishi. Allah Chavav.
Ger Shemal?
Yeah.
Ger Shemal. Kodesh is the guy. The Kodesh and Nolad. Keshuhu Mohol. Kim she tipim men adam bris in a trichim bracha. The chain androgynous in rachin al mila so if they sure who anal zacha vadai.
He's a suffix. Androgynous is a suffix. Let's take a look at the rivet.
The chain androgynous in rachin al mila so if they sure anal zacha vadai. Cause a rivet zal im androgynous suffix. Mevorech alav mifnei shehu suffik diaraisa. Ya suffik diaraisa mevorechin chutz min hademai mifnei sherov am ha'aretz ma'asrin hein ad kal
l'shono. Correct. Yes, so the machlok is ram and raven. By suffik diaraisa. Rive it holds that suffik deraisa is mevorchin. So how do you define machlokes? Simply, in other words, you look like this. Since it's a part. The mitzvah is midrash, and the chacham put a bracha and attached it to the mitzvah. So it's a component of the mitzvah. Now the mitzvah is a suffix, and you have to go back and do it. They have to do it with a bracha. That's the argument. The Rambam apparently holds that bracha is extraneous to the chas. So even though you have to go back and do the suffix, but the bracha, we don't do it. So the suffix bracha is local. So there you can simply define the machlokes, the Rambam writes it, as to whether the bracha is a component of the mitzvah, or whether the bracha is an extraneous machayev. If it's a component, so then when you have to go back to the raisa, so you have to do the bracha too, because the bracha is built in. But if you say that bracha is extraneous, so then you won't have to do it, because since it's extraneous, it's a safek derabanan. It can't be included in the ashrara And that's where it's the race. If you say it's a component, so that's where I'm at a race, to do the race again, then it's going to be Masriya, to do the bracha. Bracha is a component. But if you say it's not a, it's not the case, and the achra is, and the mitzvah and the bracha are two separate things, you wouldn't have to do the bracha again, because the bracha is so far above.
Right.
Yeah, that's a simple way to define. What does the Rashba say? The riff, I think, there's a Ron and a riff.
Yeah,
and
do you want to do the Ron or you want to do the Rashba?
Let's take the Ron. He's always easier.
Okay. They talk along similar lines, it seems. So it's on Yud Amid Aleph in the Ron and the Standard Edition. And then he mostly summarizes the Gemara for a few lines, and then he starts off in bold, and Mikan Lamdu Katsas Min Mefarshim.
Okay, go ahead.
Mikan Lamdu Katsas Min Mefarshim Zal. Dinihi de Behedia Amrinan Beperek Mishim Meso. De Safek Shel Divrehem Lo Ba'i Mahader Bruchi. Hani Mili Hecha Shehabracha Atma Hi HaMitzvah. Kisafek kar kriyashma, visafek amar emes v'yatsiv. Dishaklinan vitari behu pasam. Aval bebirkas hamitzvos sheikar hamitzvah deoraisa, kigon hafrashas maisros, kevan sham mitzvah deoraisa, behutzarech lachsor velasos hamitzvah misafek, af habracha, af al pishal divrehem, sarach lasosa ima.
That sounds like what we say.
Exactly, yeah. Well, the fizes safik natal lulav, safik lo natal biyom rishon, shehu mihatorah, kevan shutzarch lachsor v'litol, tzarch gam kein levarach.
What will be safik mizrabanan?
I guess if you weren't sure you took lulav on... on the seventh day outside of the Mikdash, or sixth day.
The second day.
Yeah, second day.
So, but you know if I have to go back and do it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I was just thinking what would be heavy too. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Avalha Rabbi Fasi Zal Kasav Aperik Rabbi Eliezer Demila Gave Nolad Kishahu Maho. De ikka safik orla kavusha, v'tzarech hati fumenet dam bris, she'enam avar chalav. So he paskins like the Rambam, right? V'chein kasav mishmeid rabbeinu haigon, zal, af al pish ikker mila doraisa, alma sfirale, zal, dechol safik shel divrehem, afilu b'mitzvah doraisa, enam avarech. With a fize, suffic not a lulav, a filubium rishon, choser vin notel, the anum bavarech. Okay. So that sets up the same machlokes, fine. With a fidi vrehem teret haramban, zal, the high de istrich le la rava, le meimar, rov ame haaretz, maasrin hain. Hayinu mishum de ilav mehai taima kevan derabanan tikun demai havale vadai de divrehem velo safik.
That's a vadai.
Apparently, according to the Ramban, yeah.
Why is it a vadai?
I don't understand it. Can I read it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Uvifi divrehem tirat haramban zal. The high the itzrichle l'rava l'meimar rov ame haaretz ma'asrin hain hayinu mishum the ilav mehaytaima kevan derabanan tikun demai Havale vada de divrayhem velo suffik. He sounds like he's saying the whole institution of demai makes it vada de divrayhem.
Sounds like he's saying what we got stuck on. That the chachom, if they mafkia, if they machayev in taking a freshest demai, when even though there was a rove, so it must be the new takana. Because there's no way to resolve it. Because since the rove is machria, so it should be good. So if you say it's not good, you must say it's a new takana. And new Rabban. I hear. But that's what we were stuck on. He's taking me out of me now and using it as a maskana. And once you say the robe is machriya, you can't be machayev and a fresher. And if you are machayev and a fresher, you have to say it's a new type of a fresher. So this is different. It's a whole new phenomenon of a fresher. So then it's Vayelech Shel Devarim. And Vayelech Shel Devarim in Mevarech. And it's a nice far. We were right close by. Does he go any further?
No, he just says, no, then he gets back to Hanukkah.
Okay. So maybe there's a Chuvus or Ramam there. I think he brings it in the Kesef Mishnah. Am I right?
On Mila?
By Mila, yeah. On the Chachmi Lanil.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. B'chachmei Lunil, Hok Shalahem, Cain. Al Divei Rabbeinu, V'shalmi Menuzal, V'heshiv Lahem, V'zeh Lashono.
Okay, hold on. Then maybe we should stop here. Pick up tomorrow.
Okay.
Take a look at the Chuvus Rambam and see if you can figure out what he's saying.
Okay.
Okay.